Director General of the World Teaching Hospital, Dr. Thon Manguk, says the facility will continue charging patients for consultations.
The hospital should not be closed. At least the fees must be, cost sharing must be there for sustaining a hospital. The partner was actually participating, or they were helping in a lot of the things, including the fuel for generator, incentive for the health workers from A to Z. They were giving some incentive. Of course, the incentive does not guarantee that a certain specific amount. But that incentive they were giving, it was good for sustaining the hospital, concerning the human resources. Except that if the government is committed, and it may know that it is their own hospital where they can rescue the situation. Otherwise, the situation is going to be too bad for the whole region. And you know the region in Barra Ghazali General, we are holding more than four states plus administrator, which is BIA, and then part of Bantu, another part of northern Western Equatoria.
Dr. Manguk says payments will be made at the entrance for registration, doctor consultations, laboratory tests, and maternity service fees. He says fees will range from 100 to 25,000 South Sudanese pounds. He says the money will be used to pay incentives for health workers, as well as to cover electricity and water bills.
I propose, first of all, the consultation. They assume that will be 500. And then they will have a man gauge entering, can be 100. Others, consultation, which are seriously enough, like dentists and all, can be 1,000. Plus, the minor operation can be 10 or 15. And then major one between 25 to 20, and etc. Then I know it is against the constitution, that nobody, the treatment must be free. But it's better than to close the hospital.
Dr. Nixon Anthony, medical director at the World Teaching Hospital, says health workers, especially doctors, will be left with no option but to quit unless the government pays them.
Helpful Fund is pulling out from the hospital by the end of this month. And as you know, we are in South Sudan, and there is nothing coming from up or something like that. Even the salary, it comes. Can you imagine, I'm a doctor, and my salary is 15,000 only. Can you get this thing? And it comes after even 3 months. Now we receive the salary of March and April. Remaining May and June and July. Okay, so that's why we said we are going to charge.
Some local residents say the decision to charge patients will be hard on most people because of the deteriorating economic situation in the country. Wau Town resident Stephen Robo says the charge will especially affect women and children.
Many people are going to lose a life, especially pregnant women and the children, meaning the death rate in hospital will be high because everything will be based on the cash payment. If you have cash, then you get the service. If you don't have, you not get the service. And so that is very unfortunate and it's very alarming that there needs a quick intervention from the national government.
Robo says many residents can afford the cost to travel to the hospital from rural areas, let alone pay for treatment. Western Bahar El Ghazali State Health Minister Bixen Taban says the ministry is trying to solicit funds to support the hospital and keep the only referral hospital in the Bahar El Ghazali region operational. He says the national government is supposed to allocate funds for facilities like Wau Teaching Hospital.
All the states across the country, from the revenue collections and revenue generation in each and every state, 5% is supposed to be allocated for health. And this is what I've been advocating for. Should that one materialize, then definitely the state minister of health will have resources financially that can help us back up whatever funding and support and donations that come from the national minister of health.
Wau residents say it is the responsibility of the government to offer free medical services to citizens. They say revenue collected in the state should go directly to the hospital to keep it running. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Bor.